Welcome to Influential She, the podcast about accelerating the influence of women in the world.
You will find us to be a fresh voice in an old conversation.
And here we are, your amazing co-hosts, Deb Soholt
and Mel Schopp. Well, welcome back, everybody, to this episode of Influential She. It's our conversation about accelerating the influence of women in the world. And I am your co-host, Mel Schopp.
And I'm your additional co-host, Deb Soholt. And today we're going to be talking about the high leverage practice of bio-you, the biology of you, of really reclaiming, of taking your body back and understanding the innate biological rhythms that are coursing through your life and how that affects influence. We've got a great guest to talk about that today.
Right. So today we're sitting in the Black Hills of South Dakota. And we're here with Teresa Parker. And let me give you background of how I know her. I don't think I've actually seen you, Teresa, or you maybe have not seen me in real live clothes.
Okay, so you better explain that to the guests because that's like scary.
So I met Teresa actually at the Soul Vibe studio where in a hot yoga class, it's hot yoga, hot sculpt, you name it. But it's always number one in the dark. We're always in workout clothes. And it's always about a 90 some degrees in the room. And I'm usually sweating and looking pretty bedraggled.
Closer to 104.
Was it 104?
Well, you took me when I was visiting to a hot yoga class. And I was like, wow.
It depends on the class.
It was great. But it was a workout.
Yeah. So that's, initially it was just this, it's at 5:30 in the morning, nobody's looking too spiffy at that time of day and less spiffy as we leave, but did not really know you, Teresa, until, I think where I really got interested in you is that it was a hot yoga class one day and you were talking and really a lot about the things that have spoken to me that Deb has talked about with biology. Mm-hmm. And so, it was really about I remember you talking about taking your body back, how you need to listen to pieces and thought, oh my gosh, this is exactly the things that we are talking about in our high leverage practice of bio-you. So first of all, Teresa, it'd be really helpful if you just told us a little bit about your background, who you are, and I'm really curious how you got into this and what's really inspired you to do this work.
Yeah. It's interesting. It kind of just happened. I mean, it just happened. Since I was 20 years old, I've taught group exercise classes. And it just evolved from there, from group exercise classes to being a personal trainer, to even selling exercise equipment, to going into health professionals' offices and setting up wellness programs for them. So certified in many different areas of wellness, from personal training to group exercise to yoga, of course.
So, in doing this work, I think particularly in the work that you're doing right now with in the studio that I see, this has got to be, it's brutal, it's difficult, but it's also going to be satisfying when you see that people are taking the time out mm-hmm. to make and to try to make some improvements with their life. Are there specific things that you have seen that have been really satisfying, particularly, I think, over the time that you've seen, whether it's women and some men comes, particularly women.
Right.
So what have you seen?
What I love about it is that everybody comes in kind of in the same place. Like you were talking about earlier, we're not all made up. We're not trying to be, something that we're not. Someone could walk in and you would have no idea what they do for a living, what kind of education they have. Everyone is just there for the same purpose and the same goal. And the energy is just contagious, really, between, do you agree?
I totally. Well, you help also with that because you have more energy than the Energizer Bunny as well.
For our listeners, she's like seriously fired up at a very early hour of the day. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how she pumps herself up to get there, but it's really amazing.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So, Teresa, you've worked a lot with women in a variety of settings, like when you talk about personal training and then helping with wellness things in actual primary care doctor's offices mm-hmm. and this work that you do. What are some of the things that you see women struggling with in trying to take control of themselves and reclaim this body of theirs to develop energy to move forward? You mm-hmm. have to have seen some things that you say, I see this over and over again mm-hmm. when women show up.
Mm-hmm. Over and over again, it usually has to do with weight loss, which also usually has to do with hormones, stress. I see so many women just stressed to get everything done. They have these expectations and challenges that they have to get through every day, trying to make other people happy rather than focusing on themselves first. Mm-hmm. So that's probably the biggest struggles I see.
So then how do you help advise them to start taking a baby step? Because I think in this whole, you know, I'm on this treadmill of high stress and trying to meet everybody else's mm-hmm. expectations. And even though intellectually I get messages, I'm supposed to take care of myself. How do you help them take a baby step? Because it isn't always about something gigantic, because you don't even have time to get there.
Right.
So talk about some of the strategies that you help women just start to get in touch with their own biology again.
Right. Well, I always start out with just listening, because people want to be heard. They want to be valued. You know, they want to just voice their own concerns. Usually, if we can get to a place where there's just good eye contact and we're focusing on breath and focusing on the positive things that are going on in their lives. I mean, even during personal training, sometimes I think that I'm more of a counselor than I am, you know, a trainer. Yes, we're getting some exercises in, but oftentimes it's more about the mind connection that we have, you know, I think. And then with my training as far as yoga, and also my training as far as the gut-brain type of connection, I like to go those two directions. I like to focus on the different energy centers in the body and getting balanced that way, and then also focus on the gut first, because, of course, that's the foundation.
Okay, so let's just, you opened up the gut, so let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. When you're teaching women about that gut-brain connection, mm-hmm. what do you share with them?
I share that the health of our gut is connected to everything else in our bodies. It's connected to our hormones, our endocrine system. It's connected to our circulatory system. So many people with stress, that's the first place it goes to, is in our gut, and affects the bacteria, the good bacteria, the bad bacteria, affects our skin. So then we go into, not only is it important what we're eating, it's also important what we're putting, you know, on our bodies. It's important what we're washing our clothes with. It's important. So many things are connected. It goes through the liver and to the gut.
Has to detoxify. Your liver has, you know, overtime work that it has to do when mm-hmm. the gut isn't doing its job. Mm-hmm. And I think what's undervalued about the gut, because first of all, it's just not an awesome thing to talk about over time. I mean, it's not, you know, tabletop conversation that we're talking about the gut. But it is just the largest absorption platform mm-hmm. within your body. So if you're going to nurture yourself, nourish your body, that mm-hmm. has to be working properly.
Right.
Talk a little bit more about the gut in relationship to the brain.
Well, there's a nerve, the vagus nerve, that connects the gut to the brain. So hormones, I mean, most of our hormones are made in our gut. I think it's 80 to 90% is what the studies are saying right now. So mental, emotional type of things that are going on often just start in the gut. And if we get the nutrients that we need from the food that we eat, and I also like to think about and talk about how with our liver, because of course our liver then is connected to the gut, that we store emotional and physical toxins. And I don't think people think about that so much, that it's not just the physical. A lot of it is the, you know, the emotional, the different experiences that we've had throughout our life, and starting to kind of just peel away the layers and let those things go.
I think you've talked about that so many times. I've ever heard you say that in a yoga class about, you know, peeling away the layers mm-hmm. and letting go of those different things. That's not as easy always as it sounds. I know in particular, because it all seems so overwhelming. When, you know, we talk about when I am feeling stress, mm-hmm. I'm always feeling it
right there
in underneath my rib cage. It's exactly where it's at.
Right.
And it ends up, and I didn't make the connection before I started learning more about this from Deb, about the gut, mind, brain connection. But boy, is it, you know, is that true? Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, with some of the things that you're doing, I'm sure you're seeing people are coming to you maybe for other reasons. Mm-hmm. I think in particular, I think every woman is coming in, not every woman, but many times it's like, I just want to lose some weight or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. They're not thinking about how that's, if you don't have that all aligned.
Right.
Doesn't matter what you do, you're not going to be losing the weight if everything is
right,
not well in balance.
Right. And I always think, you know, when women say they want to lose weight, I always want to know more, because many times they lose weight and then they're still not happy, you know? Oh, so it's like, you know, how is that going to make you feel? Like, why do you want to lose weight? It always comes back to the why.
Well, and then there's that whole interconnection of you want to lose weight, but your body's kind of working against you because your stress level is so high. Mm-hmm. And so then your body feels like it's in crisis. And so it's like, ooh, we better store some more energy for this person because I'm not being fed in the way that I need to be fed.
Right.
So you end up, it's just, you're working against yourself by not taking care of some of your emotional way of being, like thinking about what's really going on here.
Right.
And it maybe you have deep seated things, you've stuffed things, you've, you know, not dealt with stuff, but this is just even in the moment stress, like how out of control am I am in relationship to having any kind of just happy, joyous time, you know, where I'm just hanging out, not scheduled, unstructured, just, it's always called puttering, that, you know, I need to be, if I haven't had time to putter just around my house with kind of aimlessly doing whatever I feel like doing, I may get something done. I might not get something done. I might start five or six different things, you know, but it's this kind of just restorative moving around in a place that I feel safe. Mm-hmm. And then I can start to grab hold of myself again. Mm-hmm. Do you see that for women?
I definitely do. The other part of, you know, building a rock solid foundation. So I think of the foundation as far as wellness and health in the gut. But then when we're talking about like yoga and exercise, I think of the different energy centers within the body. So if trying to make women feel safe, so we focus on the root chakra first, you know, the foundation, and that's connected to the earth. And then we focus on like the sacral chakra and being able to go with the flow. And then of course the core or the solar plexus chakra, where you get your confidence and your strength from. And then of course the heart chakra, where you're able to deal with people with compassion and love and forgiveness. And I always like to go up then into the throat chakra, because that's where our truest self is at. We're the most authentic. It's our pure place. So when I talk with people and work with people, I know you can tell if somebody is out of balance, and it can be too much or it can be too little in any of those different energy centers.
Can you explain when you say too much?
Like you curious. Can have too much. You can have too much confidence and almost be too much ego if your core or your solar plexus chakra is too strong. So it's a delicate balance between confidence and strength and soul versus ego in that particular energy center.
And that's all energy that you're emanating out to the world. And so to be influential as a woman, how would you even begin to understand what your energy chakras are telling you?
Different aches and pains and different feelings that you have throughout your body. So for instance, if your throat chakra is blocked, you may end up having a lot of sore throats, or you may be very hoarse, just like I was telling you before we started this podcast. I don't like to speak in front of groups. I do not like to speak in front of a camera or in a microphone. So I could feel my throat chakra starting to get, you can probably hear it right now, because it's difficult for me to speak, you know, in front of audiences, except for if I'm teaching exercise.
No kidding.
Laughing.
I was going to say, you have more.
there's certain situations.
Certain arenas where you just sing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Or you will notice maybe that somebody's shoulders are, you know, up to their ears. So they're holding on to stress. They're trying to protect themselves, you know, from different situations.
So let's go back to the throat chakra. So if you were experiencing that where it's blocked and constricted, and how do you start to open that back up and start to get that balance between your energy centers?
So that's when I use the spa yoga type of exercises. You're putting your head in certain positions and breathing into that space and focusing on certain energies and certain colors. That would be turquoise blue in that area. And a lot of the studies show that if you are needing to work on that energy center, that you kind of crave that color.
Oh, so that's fascinating. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. That's very fascinating.
Right. And as far as an element, that area is ether or space or spirit.
So, you know, here's one that I always think, and you've helped me with this as well, but I've noticed before, I've been told before in yoga classes that our hips mm-hmm. hold a lot of
fear.
Fear? Was mm-hmm. it fear? Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, obstacles, challenges, fear.
Stress that we mm-hmm. hold a lot mm-hmm. in our hips. Mm-hmm. So tell me about that center, because that to me is interesting, because that's one that I just think a lot of us, when I can do a hip opener, mm-hmm. It can relieve a lot of stress for me. Mm-hmm.
So that's the sacral chakra. And mm-hmm. the color for the sacral chakra is orange. And it's related mm-hmm. to water, the element water. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly the truth. I mean, if you're holding on to a lot of fears and you're blocked in that area, once you start doing hip openers, I've many times had women and possibly men get very emotional as you hold, you know, those different poses, hip mm-hmm. opener poses, yep. and breathe into that space. So, yeah. I mean, it's a hormone. It's all about hormones. It you know, it's all about finding that perfect balance, that perfect dance between holding on and letting go.
So what you've really pointed out is that in order to find any kind of balance, you really do have to take an action step on your own behalf.
Definitely.
Like, if you don't go to a class of yoga or some place where you're opening your hips, for instance, or getting into position where your throat can open up, to even think about how you would do that at home, or mm-hmm. how do you help women start? If you've never experienced any of this yet, but we really want to dig into this mm-hmm. for Being Influential Women, because we think the more you can be balanced in your body platform, the more energy and true authenticity of yourself you'll have to influence the world.
Right.
So how would you even get started? Certainly you have your class, and, you know, Mel goes to your class and other people have found it.
But it's intimidating for some women. I mean,
well, yeah.
It's horribly mm-hmm. intimidating walking through the door.
Well, firstly,
the first
I was glad it was in the dark with what I had on and how early it was in the morning. I said, shoo, nobody's really going to see me. So
the only requirement is that you brush your teeth before you come and put on some good deodorant. Good deodorant.
And I found myself a spot way in the corner that actually had a door exit. I thought if I needed to get out of here, I could have an escape route.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like kind of purposeful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so how do you help women see that we all need this in some way, and how are we going to take a step to make that happen?
Mm-hmm. So that's a fantastic question. People have to be open and willing and ready. I mean, not everyone is willing to accept the fact that, you know, maybe some part of their life, some part of their body, some, you know, is out of balance. So I don't know, you know, just to reflect that, if people see something in you that they crave or that they want to be able to connect with, I don't know, you just have to reflect it for other people. I don't have a good answer for that. I don't.
I think the big thing to share with our listeners is this is not about perfection. Mm-mm, you know,
no.
Life is messy. Mm-hmm. Things happen. There's good stress, there's bad stress. And then all of a sudden there can be too much of, sometimes I say my life is so big and it's all so good, it's just too much good at one time. Mm-hmm. And so it's almost stressful to hang on to all of the exciting things that are happening. Mm-hmm. And I know that just sounds bizarre in a way, but mm-hmm. it's good or bad. Mm-hmm. And bad is probably not the right word, but stress that's not negative for you.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think the thing is that being out of balance, I think in a way, is somewhat of a state of just being a human being. Mm-hmm. It's just to what degrees of mm-hmm. imbalance, perhaps. Yeah. And because it isn't going to be perfect that all these energy centers are lined up.
Correct. And one of my biggest lessons has been I'm not in control, you know? So even though
aren't,
can you believe it? Can you believe it? I know.
Teresa.
It took till 55 years old, but you can see things, and you can hear things, that people say and people do, women, and you want so badly because you've possibly, I mean, we're wise because we've been through a lot of different mm-hmm. situations, right? We've experienced it. Mm-hmm. So you want with your kids, but, or with other women, you want to be able to help them. You want to be able to, get them to eat right, exercise right, you know, balance their energy centers, you know, heal their gut. So everything else, you know, can be healthier, but some people just aren't ready. So that has been, you know, when they're ready, you listen and then baby steps.
Yeah. You know, and sometimes it's hard because sometimes I don't want to eat right. I mean, I really don't.
And sometimes we don't.
Okay.
Right.
That's the message. It's, you know, as we've talked about this before, it's like all those things, it's almost stressful sometimes to have to think about trying to get this. I think Deb, you always call it reclaiming your body.
Yeah.
It's hard because then it's almost stressful for me to think, oh my gosh, now I've got to.
I got
to
do this.
Or I missed class this morning. So then I'm stressed. It's
then
like,
stressed.
Wait a second. Yeah. You know, so what are the things that you can really focus on that are going to make a difference? And I know because sometimes trying to do it all seems just
too much. So you do nothing.
Too much. Yeah. Right. So people just end up, it's just easier not to even think about.
Right.
You know, I think you brought up such an interesting word about control. Mm-hmm. And I almost had to chuckle when you said, well, we have the wisdom to think we're not going to control things. Well, I just like have no wisdom because I mean, when I'm under, you know, extreme mm-hmm. pressure, that's when I find that I'm trying to control something. Right. And so I'm probably like trying to control situations that I can't instead of saying, well, that's not mine to own or control. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to dig into things, whether mm-hmm. it's with my husband or, you know, with my friends I'm not the best person to hang out with, you know, during that point in time. And to check myself and go, you know what, who appointed you hall monitor? That's what I always ask myself. Like, who said you should manage this hallway and boss everybody around, you know, knock it off. I mean, who do you think you are? And so, I think that's one of my stress checks. Mm-hmm. And so I laugh when you said, well, we get to an age where we have wisdom. So I got work to do.
Yeah.
I have a lot of work to do.
We have a lot of layers to peel away.
I have a lot of layers to peel away.
Yes, we do.
So Teresa, we've been talking a lot about the energy chakras and, you know, where we're at in kind of our emotional space and certainly getting to classes. But how would you recommend to women to really start to get in touch with their movement and body again?
Mm-hmm. I always think it's important to first set some goals and a why. You know, what is it that you are trying to accomplish? Are you just trying to stay healthy and keep all the systems of the body working? Is your goal to lose fat? Is your goal to reduce stress? So first, finding out what the goal is, because we're all different. I mean, two women can do exactly the same thing, exactly the same exercise, eat exactly the same, and get completely different results. So to expect everyone to do exactly the same exercises when maybe that is not what's best for their body. It's interesting. I don't know if you've ever, you probably have, Deb, been around, different gene type of testing. And I find it so fascinating because there are genes that tell us whether strength training is good for us or not. There's a gene where if the woman does strength training, she actually puts on body fat. You know, and oftentimes we think, well, we want to put on lean muscle mass to increase our metabolism so that we're burning more calories throughout the day. But for many people, that's not the case. So I guess my answer to that would be first to figure out what the goal is and then start just slowly moving forward with that, figuring out, okay, what will you do? What type of exercise movement appeals to you, number one?
If you listen to your body, it will tell, there are things that I have friends, they really like. I'm like, that's just not even slightly enjoyable to me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But this, now that's fun.
Right.
And I really felt good when I finished doing, mm-hmm. you know, that particular thing.
Right.
But your genes, like you raised a really interesting question or thought about the genes, Teresa, when, you know, they're always talking to your cells. And I think mm-hmm. what's so fascinating about this time of science is that we're actually going to be able to do testing in the future. It's going to end up being pretty cost effective mm-hmm. where you can, you know, between $100, $200 really look at your own panel and understand for you what direction you should head mm-hmm. versus I have to try all these different things and then figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that's already available.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. It's mm-hmm. super exciting.
Yeah. A whole custom wellness program.
But I don't think it's really available to all women. I think there's certain clinics that have it right. and certain wellness centers that are starting to, but right. it is something you can certainly look for online in the mm-hmm. area that you live and see if you are interested in pursuing that kind of thing to help create more balance in your mind, body, spirit.
Right. Right. Yes.
So I want to go back a little bit. You know, you do a variety of things that you work with, high intensity sorts of opportunities for women, or you might do, you know, or you might do more of the mind, body, spirit with the yoga things. Talk a little bit more about I just want to circle back to yoga because I think it's something that a lot of women can do regardless of mm-hmm. what they're at. But what are some of the benefits that you've seen of that one piece? Because I think that's something that, you know, it's like, oh, it's just yoga, right. you know, or it's not, I'm not going to get the, you know, the exercise burn from that. Just talk a little bit about the benefits that you've seen of that over time. Because I think right. it's something a lot of women are able to do.
I definitely agree. Mm-hmm. And I think you will also agree with me that the best part about yoga is that it's the mind, body mm-hmm. and breath or mind, body, spirit connection. Mm-hmm. And you walk out of a yoga class, feeling that, you know, mm-hmm. feeling the connection between your brain, you know, and your heart. And yeah, so I have seen, you know, and many women think that they have to push and push and push and do really high intensity type of exercises. And that's how they're going to lose the body fat or mm-hmm. reduce the stress or whatever. But oftentimes that creates more, you know, more stress and more free radical type of inflammation in the body. Oftentimes we just need to pause and be still and, you know, let mm-hmm. the hormones and the good vibes just flow.
So Teresa, a couple of times during our conversation, you've talked about breath. Mm-hmm. And I think for women that are all amped up and overstressed and doing too many things, just even consciously breathing is not easy to do. Mm-hmm. So how do you help women even just start to breathe, to consciously breathe again mm-hmm. and to connect with themselves? Because many times the mind is just off on its own little trip mm-hmm. and it's difficult to settle down. And like, I don't even have time to breathe. Mm-hmm. Of course, we're breathing all the time, but what we're talking about is just being conscious to only that. Mm-hmm. How do you help women get there?
I ask them to close their eyes, to go inward, and then to start taking deep, intentional, healing type of breaths. So one of the easiest ways, I think, is just to inhale through your nose and expand your chest, your belly, and your back, and then to pause, and then to slowly exhale through your nose or through your mouth. And with the eyes closed, I think it's easier to definitely go inward and focus on that. So,
and really to forgive yourself. It isn't about judgment if right. other things start running through your mind. I think there's this image that we should be able to cleanse the mind and right. have it be just kind of this vacuum. Yeah. And, you know, mine has this very active monkey that's mm-hmm. running around and it just takes a while to, yeah. but if I can even take five breaths to slow myself down and to get intentional, you can feel so much better.
So much better. And that's a good point also. Rather than thinking you have to clear your mind, kind of just to be the watcher of your thoughts, rather than thinking there can't be any thoughts, because that's almost impossible for most of us. So just to be the watcher of the thoughts as they kind of just float by, you know, like ocean waves or big fluffy white clouds.
And not to judge it.
And not judge, not
and
be
more
attached.
Well, that's right. interesting. That's an interesting thought,
right. yeah.
you know, wow, look at that thought. Right. I mean, it's right. just to, instead of giving it a good or bad value, which mm-hmm. I think we often do, which
yes.
then can create more stress.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think one of the things that the value that it's been for me is that, you know, I've always said that I don't know how to relax, and it's not like I have to, you know, master that at the end, but just to even be aware of where, you know, those places of tension or stress are mm-hmm. to end, be able to end with those breaths has really been powerful for me, because I do think it's something that I don't take advantage of the capacity of my lungs to even fill them up, mm-hmm. but then to be able to release that. And it oftentimes makes me more aware of where I'm mm-hmm. having that tension or that stress as well. Mm-hmm.
creating space. You know, if we think about creating space between our thoughts and creating space between our inhale and our exhale, and then creating space in our body.
Wow. That is so beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. I love it too.
Very helpful.
It's just been wonderful to have you be a part of our show and, you know, to really help women think about it, to be influential, to accelerate that influence. The only path is to take care of yourself too. There is no way around it. And so to think you can just ignore the body and pretend it doesn't exist and that all of these other things that I'm doing are not connected to that is really telling ourselves, you know, something pretty false. Mm-hmm. And the body always knows, that mind, body, spirit always knows where you're at. So just really encourage women to go reclaim it, take it back, even in a small way. So we want to leave you with a question today to think about, what are you doing to reclaim yourself? Not only your physical body, but how your mind is connected to that physical body that is so beautiful. Thank you so much for being with us, Teresa. You've just been a wonderful guest.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for all the work that you're doing in the world to help women be whole within themselves, which helps them make their way in the world and be extraordinarily influential. We appreciate everyone that listened in, and we hope you'll do it again.
Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed our podcast, we'd be so jazzed if you rate us on whatever app you use to find us. And hey, be sure to tell all your friends about Influential She.
And please visit us at InfluentialShe.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. And you know what? If you come up with a new one, please let us know. In the meantime, remember, stay influential.